failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
It's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth at our brand new home here on 93.7. We could not be more excited to be part of a different family or a new family. And so now as we go, we will jump into this week. Of course, we're going to talk high school football from the few games that did get played last night because of Hurricane Hermine. College football kicks off today. So that's what we're going to spend our show doing, high school football. We're going to do a pick 'em segment later for the upcoming games next week. We'll break down the games that did get played and then college football Saturday.
It is back, my friend. It's like a kid at Christmas. It's all these beautiful presents are sitting there waiting for the games today, and we're just ready to open them up later on as we get to it, man. I'm ready.
A game that is going on as we speak is Georgia Tech and Boston College.
Yep.
Score 7-7 going to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they're playing over in
Boston College just scored 14-7 BC.
Oh, wow. Yeah. They open up in Dublin, Ireland today at 7:30. Watched a little bit of that. A little local flair with Dedrick Mills for Georgia Tech getting the start.
Yeah.
From Ware County. And J.J. Green from Camden County and former Georgia Bulldog. He is also getting the start at ABAC for Georgia Tech.
J.J. Green, 2 carries for 5 yards. Dedrick Mills, 13 for 39 to this point in the football game. There's roughly 10 minutes to go in the game. Georgia Tech trails Boston College 14-7. This segment of the game brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and I-95 Toyota. If you want to get a hold of us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If you want to send us an email, and here comes your brand new number for your call-ins, 912-275-7017 to take your calls. We will talk anything high school, anything college. If you want to throw some NFL at us, we'll do that too. Braves fans, we'll take your calls too. All right. So we're gonna jump into, I think, to this point, the most surprising game that we've seen this weekend, which was Tennessee, 9th ranked in the country and not really looking like a top 25 team at all.
Yeah. Coming into that game, I was very interested to see that game, even though it was, you know, Appalachian State from the Southern Conference playing on, you know, one of the big boys from the Southeastern Conference. You wanted to get a good idea of where Tennessee is as far as their mindset of hearing it constantly over the offseason of how good they are, but also the coaching staff themselves having to go through that whole sexual harassment situation that finally got settled. They didn't look like they were quite prepared for Appalachian State, and maybe were listening a little bit too much to their press clippings over the offseason and felt like they were just going to roll their helmets out there and just whoop up on App State, and that wasn't the case as they barely won, fortunately, in overtime with a recovered fumble for a touchdown to win the game.
Their offense looked terrible.
Dobbs, if Dobbs plays like that, they are in trouble because he is the difference maker for their team. They've got great running backs, they've got great receivers, but if they don't have that trigger man, you know, pulling the strings and everything at quarterback, they're going to have issues. And also, there's some reports too online. Now, I don't have nothing confirmed, but a couple of reports that he may have broken a rib on that last play because he took a helmet right through the ribs on that play.
Yeah, that was a big, big shot trying to get in the end zone right there in overtime to possibly win that game. And he took the consequence for attempting to do that. Their defense, you can say what you want about their offense, their defense is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And if their defense wasn't really good, they'd be starting the season 0-1 with a loss to Appalachian State, which, of course, same team that beat Michigan some 9 years ago.
Yeah, it was actually the anniversary.
That's right. I heard that. On to the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were wanting to answer to that, too. But, it's going to be interesting to see. Of course, Tennessee has a huge test coming up with Virginia Tech this coming up week. But Appalachian State is no slouch. I mean, nobody should really doubt that Appalachian State is very good. They're a program used to winning, and they wanted to go in and get that one. You could see it, that they wanted to go out and play, and their coaching staff did a good job to prepare their team for it. But Dobbs, he just looked confused out there. He throwing the ball up in the air, up for grabs on plays down in App State territory. It's just very confusing for an experienced quarterback to play the way he did. I was very surprised.
This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Get your calls in 275-7017. You can email us thegame.bishopmedia. another game that I was kind of looking forward to watching, and then it just didn't turn out to be all that great of a game, although I guess there was some drama at the end. But Will Muschamp wins his South Carolina debut against Vandy 13-10. And it looks like, I mean, you know, Vanderbilt is a better team than I think what we're accustomed to seeing them over years past, but they're still not the type of team that where South Carolina has been over those several same years that should be playing with South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I know that they've got a big rebuilding job, and that's kind of why Spurrier left and now Muschamp is there, but that's not the kind of score I expected to see in that South Carolina Vandy game. I expected South Carolina to win. I expected to see something like 24-13. Mm-hmm. 13-10 down to the wire. I think South Carolina might be in for a long year.
Yeah. This was a team, and I was, again, another game I was really interested in to watch and excited to watch, even though it was Vandy in South Carolina. But you know both of these teams and coaching staffs really kind of penciled in. You know, you kind of go through your schedule as a coach and kind of say, okay, we really need to win this game. This is one we need to win for our get to a bowl game. And that was one game that both teams you know had kind of penciled into their as a winnable game. Defensively, it was kind of what I expected, Jay. I think both defenses are going to be very good, but offensively challenged, both teams. I mean, Vandy has the Webb kid at running back is good. Shermer is a decent quarterback, coach's kid, you know, so he'll know playbook, things like that. But they're going to be offensively challenged, and South Carolina going and getting that win, that's a little bit of a surprise to me. I thought Vandy would win that game, to be honest with you.
Some other news out of the college football world, kind of a shocker. I read a report yesterday that, well, previously last week on the show, we reported that Jacob Eason was going to be starting in the North Carolina game. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Grayson Lambert is actually going to be under center for Georgia, and I think that's actually a good decision. Mm-hmm. Whether it was Lambert or Ramsey, I didn't think it was a good decision to start Eason, because here's why. If Eason gets out there and you say, we had a true freshman beat out two upperclassmen as our quarterback, and then Eason gets out there and struggles, and then you have to take him out, mm-hmm. you don't really have anywhere to go. Because you can't say, he beat these guys out who are upperclassmen, and now he's not doing the job, so we're going to take out this freshman and bring in these guys that have already been in the system or have already played for us. Versus the other side of the situation, where if you start Ramsey or Lambert, which you're going to do, and then down the road, they're not doing the job. Well, Eason's getting better. My point is that Ramsey or Lambert, they're not going to get any better. Mm-hmm. So to take Eason out and sit him down and bring in guys that are just as good as they were in the spring or going into the season, not a good move, versus starting an upperclassman, giving Eason some more time to grow. If Lambert doesn't get the job done, you can still go to Ramsey if Eason's not ready. And if he is, then you go ahead and bring him in if Lambert's going to struggle, which, let's be honest, Georgia fans, Grayson Lambert is going to struggle.
You know, this has a lot of earmarks of Kirby Smart kind of playing the media a little bit, maybe, letting the word get out that he wanted to get out. The fact that it was rumored, you know, for a couple of weeks there that Eason was going to be starting. Well, come and find out, come game time, Lambert is getting the start as the experienced guy, and it takes some of that pressure off of Jacob Eason as a true freshman.
The Frederica Knights are a favorite to bring home a GISA title to St. Simon's. And if you are a Knight fan, then you should be at Catch 228 on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick, hosted by Rich Bontrager. Coach Derrick breaks down every game on the Knights' quest to a state title. Wednesday nights, Catch 228, 7 p.m. And be sure to listen on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Knights!
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Hurricane Hermine wreaking all sorts of havoc to Friday night lights in Glenn. Fredrika has officially canceled its game against Southwest Georgia Academy. That is a non-region game, so it will not be made up. Meanwhile, the Pirates will not play Friday night in Adel against Cook County, but instead Saturday at noon. However, the Terriers did get their game in against Tonoma in Orlando and took down the third-ranked team in Colorado 33-14. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
They even gave us new beds.
Yeah, baby.
Man, they must think a lot of us over here. That's pretty cool. All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump into high school football. We didn't have very many games played because there was a little bit of a windstorm that was outside this past weekend. So a lot of games got canceled. The Thursday games did get played. Glenn Academy got their game in against Panoma, as well as Tift and Thunder Ridge. Thunder Ridge also from Colorado. Glenn Academy wins 33-14 against Panoma. And pretty tight game until the fourth quarter, and it looked like Glenn Academy just had more depth, and they pulled away.
Yeah, I think the ground game that Glenn had with Kendall Cross and DJ, of course, and Grant, all, I think they just kind of wore that team down, Jason. Maybe, you know, I don't want to give them any excuses of, you know, travel being in any factor, but it really looked like they just wore them down.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did come all the way from Colorado to Orlando. If you're going to make a travel excuse, that's a good one.
It's a good one, but, you know, I'm just saying. Give them the I was glad to see the defense step up and make some plays on defense. The initial score, the pick six for Kane Cruz was a good play. They had, ended up with three interceptions on the day.
Yeah.
He's a really good quarterback that playing for Pomona.
Yeah, and he had only had like one interception to this point. Granted, it's still very early.
Right.
He threw three in that game against the Glenn Academy secondary. But a lot of that, be in fairness, a lot of those interceptions he threw wasn't him making a bad read or a bad throw. His receiver just flat out didn't catch the ball, went off his hands, and of course that Glenn defense is so fast. There they are for the interception. Thunder Ridge and Tift. Thunder Ridge from Colorado and Tift completely start to finish dismantled Thunder Ridge. 55-19 the score in that football game. Grayson and McEachern. Grayson coming off that loss where they got outdistanced in the fourth quarter to IMG the previous week. And so McEachern, of course, one of those state powerhouses as well as Grayson. McEachern was up late in that football game and then gave up two late field goals to basically blow it at home. And Grayson beats McEachern in McEachern 16-13.
Yeah, you get back. Grayson gets back to teams more on their on the level, you know, is not playing an all-star team like we said last week at the IMG Academy. Grayson maybe struggling a little bit more than people were thinking, you know, even, but both teams are outstanding teams, so this could be a final, you know, a state championship caliber matchup that we just saw.
This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply and M&B Liquors. You can call us 275-7017 or email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail. We will get your emails on the air if they're good. If they suck, we're not gonna read them. Point blank. Mays goes to Peachtree Ridge. Another really good game between two Atlanta area powerhouses, and Mays comes out on top, 36-31 in Peachtree Ridge. Another game where Mays was behind late and found a way to win.
Mays, is slowly starting to come together a little bit, I think. They had the tough early game, but they've won the last couple weeks, and the schedule, they're going to be tested no matter what with that schedule that they have. So that's another team to keep an eye out on for state championship contender.
I was looking at the LaGrange, going into the game, I saw LaGrange at Griffin. I was like, ooh, that might be a good football game. So it made our list of games to kind of preview, and it ended up not even being worth the mention. Griffin woodshedded LaGrange. And when I say woodshedded, that doesn't even do it justice. 51-0.
Yeah. Griffin's fallen off a little bit. They've lost a lot of talent over the last couple of years.
No. Griffin woodshedded LaGrange.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 51-0.
Wow. Okay. I'll take that back then.
Yeah. Brooks at Clinch. That was a good football game. Brooks County comes out on top over Clinch 35-21. Of course, Clinch County coming off the win of MCA, maybe bringing MCA down to earth a little bit, and they go and they have a home game. Brooks County, a really, really good team. Of course, is where Maurice Freeman is, former Brunswick High coach, and he goes to Clinch County, comes out with a 35-21 win. Brooks County is a really, really good football team in that classification.
No doubt about it. Coach Freeman got them ready, and going on the road and getting the win at Clinch is never an easy task.
No, never. Glenn Academy, I want to come back to the Red Terriers for a moment. By the way, your Brunswick High Pirates will be playing at noon today over in Adel against Cook County. And look, I'm going to be really, really honest with you. I feel like that's a game that they've got to get. Mm-hmm. They had Coffee County beaten last week. Look, the game was over. You can say what you want, but the game was over. Brunswick was up by 13 points with 7 minutes to play. You don't lose that football game at home, period. Mm-hmm. Coffee County found a way to get back. There was some questionable stuff about why is Brunswick not running the ball more with a 13-point lead with seven minutes to go. Some folks a little upset that the Pirate offense was throwing the football and not milking that clock. With everything that happened last year, them blowing that game, and I mean, sometimes again, Drayton, my favorite saying, sometimes you got to call a duck a duck. Brunswick blew that game. They had Coffee beat. They blew the game. Now you're going to Adel. You're playing Cook County. And if you don't get that football game, and Cook's a good team.
Right.
Cook is capable of winning that football game. Brunswick's going to be favored. But if you don't get that game with everything that happened last year, the way you started your season, man, it would be a huge blow to the psyche of the team to start 0-2.
Yeah, Coach Harold has a tough task ahead of him of getting his team's focus back, you know, making sure they're not thinking about Coffee County again from last week and make sure they're focused on Cook County this week because, like you just said, Cook County can go out and whoop up on Brunswick too. I don't think they will. I think Coach Harold will get his boys' attention and focus, and they'll come back with a win today.
I sure hope so. As I mentioned when we were talking about Glenn Academy, they lose the opening game against Benedictine. Everyone's down on them. They go to Ware County, beat Ware in Waycross, and then down to Orlando this past week on Thursday, and they beat a really, really good team in Colorado, in Pomona. So, yeah, it looks like the Terriers might have righted the ship.
Yeah, Pomona's rated in the top 75 in the high school rankings, so that was not that was no soft team that Glenn Academy just wore down this past Thursday.
275-7017, the number to get your calls in. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Glenn Academy has got another tough test. They've been on the road all month to begin their season. They will go to Camden County next week, and we're gonna pick some high school football games. That's going to be one of them in a later segment, and that's going to be a really, really tough game, not just for Glenn, but also for Camden, and that's a little different to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, right now you have to consider Glenn Academy the favorite in this game. I mean, that's something different over the last several years, but Glenn Academy is playing good football right now. And I don't think they're intimidated by Camden because they probably should have won the game last year. They won the game on the field, but Camden had two long kick returns that really changed the flow of that game and allowed Camden to come away with a win when they probably weren't the best team on the field last year.
All right, well, we're going to step away briefly, and then when we come back, we will get to our high school pick 'em section. We'll give you our winner for that Camden-Glenn Academy game. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, I-95Toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
The Glenn Academy Red Terriers are poised for another state title run, and if you are a Red Terrier fan, then you should be at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's Sunday nights at 6 for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo, hosted by Drayton Hogarth. Coach Hidalgo breaks down every key moment of every big game Sunday nights, 6 p.m., Mellow Mushroom, and listen to the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Terriers!
So apparently we had our first caller over here on 93.7 WBQO, and I wasn't smart enough to answer the phone. So I think that I've learned now how to answer the phone. So if that caller wants to call back, hey, brother, I'll do my best. Apparently all I was supposed to do was hit a button, but I didn't know that. So I saw the light, and I panicked. I didn't know what to do.
I saw the light, but, you know. I didn't know what to do either, so.
Yeah, well, the old system was a little more complicated than just hitting a button.
Right, right.
So the new system isn't. So our technician is actually in studio with us. It's being our first show over here so that we don't blow up the radio station, it being our first show. And so we go off the air, and I was like, well, I didn't know what to do. And he was like, oh, well. And he just hits the button. I was like, oh, you just press the button?
Push this button.
Kennesaw State, baby. I don't know if I should admit that right now. This segment of the game brought to you by Watermarks Printing. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. That number, 275-7017, or you can email us, go old school, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. By the way, this show will actually get posted to the southernsportsedition.com on demand, streaming on demand whenever you want, and that will happen if you don't want to listen to us live or if you miss any of the show or whatever the case may be. So now we're going to jump into our high school football pick'em segment to where we're actually going to pick the upcoming games for this week's high school football.
Yeah, I'm ready. A lot of big games this week, and including, I think maybe the most exciting one, Jason, is Frederica and Valwood. Let's start there.
We'll start Frederica Valwood. Valwood undefeated. They do have a win over Memorial Day already. Okay. Frederica has beaten Bethesda. They're undefeated. Obviously, Frederica did not play, and so Frederica's got to go to Valdosta to play this game in Valwood.
Yeah, for those that maybe not as familiar with Valwood, they are a GISA power. They are a program that knows how to win. They are very well coached. Their head coach was up and interviewed for the Valdosta High job last year when it was open. To give you an idea, you know, what kind of category that people hold him in, esteem that they hold him in. This is going to be if Frederica is going to lose a game, this is probably the best candidate of the season. However, personally, I think I'll roll with Frederica the way they've been looking on the defensive line and offensive line right now, which has been their biggest, what we thought may be their weakness. I'm going to go with Frederica in this one.
Okay, so I'm going against you here. I'm going to go anti hometown. I'm going to pick Valwood simply because I think these teams are really, really close, mm-hmm. and Valwood being at home, man, to me that's just tough. All right, Colquitt at Roswell. Roswell, of course, a really, really good football team. We know how good Colquitt is. Colquitt hasn't won a football game yet to start with. They're on the road up in Atlanta. I'm going to pick Colquitt to go 0-3. I like Roswell to take them down.
I'm going to go with Colquitt because I don't want Coach Probst's head to explode if he goes 0-3.
Good Lord. He'll be looking for players to headbutt. Glenn Academy travels down the road to Chris Gilman Stadium to take on the Wildcats of Camden County, another team that is 0-2, desperately needing a win. They're not going to get it. Glenn Academy is going to roll down I-95, and they're going to beat Camden in Kingsland.
Mm-hmm. I agree, Jason. Glenn Academy, it's kind of scary for this region and also for 6A. Glenn Academy is getting it together right now, and that's going to be a problem for the rest of the state.
275-7017. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Valdosta goes to Tift. We just saw how good Tift was as they dismantled Thunder Ridge. Them being at home, that's going to be a really good game, by the way, but I like Tift at home. I'm taking Tift.
I agree. Valdosta is getting better, back to where they used to be. Maybe not quite that high, but I'm going to go with Tift at home.
Valdosta, okay, you're taking Tift. Okay, all right, gotcha. Yeah. I'm with you now. Mill Creek at Archer. I'm going Archer at home.
I'm going to go with Mill Creek in this one. The way they looked over Colquitt,
yeah.
getting that big win.
Yeah.
Archer has lost a lot over the years. I don't know how all these kids move around so much in Atlanta, but Archer has lost a lot of kids, not necessarily just to graduation. But I'm going to go with Mill Creek in this one.
Warren goes to Bradwell Institute. I'm taking Warren simply because Bradwell is really bad.
They're bad, but I'm gonna pick them in this one.
What?
Yeah, buddy.
What?
Former Georgia Southern quarterback, their head coach. He's gonna get them a win this week. Let's go with a win. Bradwell Tigers.
I don't even know what. Okay, all right. Wayne at Brunswick. I'm gonna take the Pirates.
I agree.
Depending on what happens at noon.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because Wayne's a good team.
They are, and going to be well coached with Coach Chastain. I'll stick with Brunswick, but I think it could be a little closer than people are anticipating.
South Effingham at Effingham. I think both teams lost a lot from last season, and I think that South Effingham lost more than Effingham. Effingham's at home. I'll take the Rebels.
Yeah, I'm going again, Rebels, and I think they're going to just wear South Effingham down with the ground game.
Richmond Hill at Pierce County. I'll take the Bears.
Yeah, got to go Pierce and Stetson Bennett.
Statesboro at Screven. Statesboro is still really bad. They haven't gotten their ship in the right direction over the last few years. I'm going to take Screven at home.
Agreed again. Statesboro is bad.
Grady at Ware. Ware coming off their last game was a loss to Glenn at home. Mm-hmm. They're back in the swamp over in Waycross. I'm going to take Ware County to take down Grady.
Yeah, they'll get a win over in Memorial Stadium this week.
Yeah. Brantley, this is an interesting game. Brantley, of course, coming off the upset win over Tarleton County. They now travel to Jeff Davis. Brantley on a high. We don't really know how good Jeff Davis is. I'm still not convinced. I'm not buying Brantley County yet. I'm going to take Jeff Davis at home.
You're not buying into Blue Heron Power, baby?
No.
Come on. Brantley County's got it.
Okay. Jenkins. This is in case you haven't, if you didn't listen to us on our this is what happens with our show. We go way off the rails.
And just because I pick Brantley County, that's not going off the rails.
Bishop Media, folks, I'm just letting you know, Bishop Media picked Drayton Hogarth. Jason Bishop did not have anything to do with Drayton Hogarth being in the booth. That's Bishop Media's decision.
Bishop Media loves me, man. Come on.
Obviously. Jenkins at Liberty. I'm going to take Liberty.
Yeah, Richard Account.
Yeah.
We'll get this. Jenkins will be a team for the future, but their time is not now.
Southeast Bullock at Benedictine. Benedictine's really good. They proved that the first game of the season, taking down Glen Academy.
Yeah, just for anybody's notice, I will probably pick Benedictine anytime they're having a game this year.
Okay. MCA at Bryan. All right, another interesting game. MCA kind of got humbled a little bit the last time they were on the field. They're going to be on the road at Bryan County. Bryan, a pretty decent team, but I like MCA in this game.
I agree. Coach Robinson, he's going to use that loss as a motivator and get his Bucks focused and ready to roll.
Claxton, rivalry game here.
Yeah.
Claxton goes to Metter. Metter's a program that they've gotten a lot better over the last 5 years or so to where they're respectable. Claxton, I don't think, is as good as Metter. Metter is at home. I'll take Metter.
I'm taking Claxton.
Are
in this
you?
One. Yeah. Claxton Tigers.
Against the Metter Tigers.
And the, yeah, exactly. That's going to be a good game, though. That would be one if you had a little travel time, you could ride up and check. It would be a good Friday night high school football game in Georgia.
Yeah. Swainsboro travels just down the road to Dublin. Now, I don't know how familiar folks are with that Swainsboro program, but Swainsboro about a decade ago was a state power. They were a juggernaut. And then ECI, Emanuel County Institute, began recruiting. They're a private school there in Emanuel County. They began recruiting, and all the talent that Swainsboro had shifted over to ECI, and the Swainsboro program has yet to recover from that because mostly ECI is getting the majority of the good talent in the county. And Dublin is a really good football team. Swainsboro is not going to win that game on the road.
No, no. Going up to Dublin, that's a tough home field advantage for Dublin. You have to pick them this week.
Charlton goes to Savannah Christian. Of course, the last time we saw Charlton, they were stunned by Brantley. They now have a tough opponent in Savannah Christian up in Savannah on the road. I don't like Charlton to win that game.
I don't either. You got to go with the Savannah school, and again, private school is going to bring in a lot of talent.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, I-95Toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
The best print shop in Glen County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, T-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445, or at watermarksprinting.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by T.O. Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Hurricane Hermine wreaking all sorts of havoc to Friday night lights in Glen. Fredrika has officially canceled its game against Southwest Georgia Academy. That is a non-region game, so it will not be made up. Meanwhile, the Pirates will not play Friday night in a Dell against Cook County, but instead Saturday at noon. However, the Terriers did get their game in against Panoma in Orlando and took down the third-ranked team in Colorado 33-14. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Just when you're ready to give up on Georgia Tech, looks like not much going on. The Yellow Jackets rally. 27 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Georgia Tech has come back, and they now lead Boston College 17-14.
That'll be a huge win for Georgia Tech. Especially, I mean, if you're going to travel all the way to Dublin, Ireland, you better come away with a win, right?
No joke. So, all right, that's a good segue into the college football day that we're going to have. The beginning of college football season, the first Saturday. If you're not excited, then you're not really from the South.
It's a huge weekend. ESPN's been touting it as the biggest opening weekend ever. Possibly so. But all that matters is it's this weekend. That's all I care about.
So we've got some games that we already talked about. Appalachian State and Tennessee, Vandy and South Carolina. Of course, Georgia Tech, we're 25 seconds away from that being a final. Boston College does have the ball, by the way. All right, so some other big – I mean, yeah, it's a big, huge weekend. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of these games, Drayton. I want to talk about a game that's actually not even in SEC country because it's just so intriguing, and that's number 3, Oklahoma at 15, Houston. A lot of talk about Houston joining the Big 12 and some people saying, well, I don't know if that really works for the Big 12 or they should join the Big 12. Houston's program the last couple years taking some steps forward. It's a big, big game for them on a national showcase to say, hey, we belong.
Yeah. A program that was a whisper away from maybe crashing the college football playoff last year.
Yeah.
Had a huge year. This game will be at Energy Stadium where the Texans play. But it's in Houston, but believe me, there'll be plenty of Oklahoma people there.
Yeah, technically a neutral field.
Right. This is going to be a tough test for Oklahoma, I think, because Houston's got a lot coming back this year. Oklahoma does as well, but I think Houston's more psyched up to get fired up for Oklahoma than the other way around. It's still kind of that mindset of it's still a smaller program, still a AAU conference team that Oklahoma's playing. Sometimes that can work in as a bad thing. You know, a lot of these kids maybe know each other from high school days, Oklahoma and Houston. I think Houston takes this one, man. I really do.
So what you're saying is because Houston's going to be more amped
to take on the big boys,
and Oklahoma's not going to be as amped because they had a great year. Houston as the younger sibling,
right?
Not really a test, and that Houston has a lot coming back from what they had last year, and Oklahoma, I'm assuming you're making the argument, doesn't have a lot.
They've got quite a bit coming back too. I just think Houston just may be better and a better mindset with the. I mean, I like their quarterback Gary Ward. That kid is athletic, makes plays happen. I really like Houston in this one.
Drayton's picking Houston.
Yes, sir.
Jason's not.
I don't blame you.
Jason's going Oklahoma because Oklahoma is number 3 in the country for a reason. The reason they're number 3 in the country is despite the fact of who they may have lost, they recruit as well as anyone in the country to reload. Oklahoma right now is the premier team over in the Midwest, and that includes Oregon, if you can consider Oregon Midwest. I'm making a stretch. Stay with me.
Kind of a stretch, man.
Stay with me. Oklahoma is the best team over in that side of the country. How's that?
I won't tell anybody in Columbus. Is Columbus, Ohio, Midwest?
No, it's more east.
Oh, okay, all right.
Geography, man.
I'm trying to help you out.
Geography. No, it's more east. Ohio is more east than it is west. Oklahoma's going to beat Oklahoma. See, this is why it makes doing a show with Drayton so tough.
I make you think, man.
No, you don't.
You're making you think geography right now, for God's sake. I think Houston has a good chance too.
I'm taking Oklahoma. Yeah. Drayton's taking Houston. All right, moving on. LSU at Wisconsin. I think this is not going to be a very close game. I think LSU blows the Badgers out.
I think so too. Wisconsin has a tough quarterback situation. I don't think they really have playmaker at the quarterback spot. I think they lost probably their best asset was Dave Aranda, their defensive coordinator.
Yep, good point.
And he is now the defensive coordinator at LSU.
Dun, dun, dun.
Talk about irony there for them, but that's not going to help. Any advantages that Wisconsin may have, he knows all about it. And LSU is athletic as all get out as anybody in the country on defense. He's got that kind of talent to work with now. Leonard Fournette is in the backfield. That's always going to help you. Malachi Dupree is a playmaker at receiver. Offensive line's good. Can they get somebody to throw the ball accurately to Dupree and two screens on to Fournette?
Which is a completely baffling because that's always LSU's Achilles heel. And you
always
would think a program of that stature, goodness gracious, eventually every few years would be able to get a quarterback that can throw the football.
And how many teams can just get a player every year to come in, you know, just to manage the game, just to be make a play here and there? Nobody, he doesn't have to be a dominant force at quarterback, just somebody to, if somebody's loading the box for Fournette, somebody to help kind of keep the defense honest. I don't know why they can't figure that out.
This is my no chance game of the week. Savannah State at Georgia Southern. Savannah State with no chance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Georgia Southern wins that one easily. All right. We'll go Clemson at Auburn. Clemson, the number two team in the country, according to the AP, which is wrong because they're the best team in the country. They'll be playing on the plains over there, and I don't think Auburn's got the horses to be able to match Clemson. I'm taking Clemson, and I think it gets ugly after the half.
Yeah, this is a tough one for me because I think Auburn, typically Auburn has something for teams like this coming into their place, but I just think Clemson is so
good,
talented and good this year. I think it's going to, like you said, it could be a little close early, maybe some super hyped up with the crowd, 9 o'clock kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
I think Auburn may be able to jump out a little early maybe, but I think in the end it's going to be two touchdowns probably for Clemson.
Georgia at North Carolina. It's a neutral field game in Atlanta. Georgia, North Carolina. Georgia 18th in the country, North Carolina 22. North Carolina took a step last year and trying to put itself in the college football elite, especially over there in the ACC, which there's plenty of room for other teams to come on up and step up to the top of the conference.
Especially in that side of the conference.
Yeah, no kidding. So North Carolina trying to take those steps. This is a game that could go a really, really, really long way. Even though I think Georgia doesn't have as good of a team as most people think, it's still beating a Georgia if they can win that game, but they're not going to win that game. Georgia's still really talented. You are going to start Lambert at quarterback. You've got the experience. Georgia's defense really good. The depth issue for Georgia scares me. Mm-hmm. I think that across the board, they've got a talented team with the exclusion of quarterback. But depth-wise, once you get past your ones, I think could really play a factor down the road for Georgia.
Mm-hmm. This is a game, it's nerve-wracking because it's exciting.
It's a close game, too,
it's
by the way.
It's exciting and scary because of the unknowns. I mean,
yeah,
coming into a new head coach for the first time in 15 years as a new head coach at Georgia. I mean, that's crazy. There's some, my daughter is 14. She's only known one coach to be the coach at the University of Georgia. So, I mean, it's different for everybody. But I think that's the exciting part of it, too, is we see some of the potential that Georgia has had and the potential. I think Kirby has seen that. And I think Georgia's going to play well today. Like I said, it could be a little scary with the unknown of North Carolina coming in. They're an exciting team. They're a talented team. But I think Georgia can win it. Georgia's got to run the ball today. Getting Nick Chubb back is huge, obviously. But those freshmen coming in, I think, are going to play well. Georgia's got to run the ball today big to really win this game. I mean, North Carolina got hammered. They gave up 1,200 yards in the last three games of the year last year on the ground. Georgia needs to run the ball today. No matter who's at quarterback.
275-7017, the number to get your calls in. You can email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. Also, you can stream this live, the show live on demand later on in the day, I believe, thesouthernsportsedition.com. All right, USC, Alabama, that's going to be a big, big game. Here's someone, I had a conversation, I believe it was with Kip Branch, if I'm not mistaken, who is the color commentator for the Brunswick High Pirates. He made a really, really good point, so I'm going to give him credit on the air.
Mm-hmm.
That game, USC-Alabama, the starters for Alabama are just the starters for USC are just as good as the starters for Alabama. Mm-hmm. So for the first part of that game, it's going to be really close. Here's the difference. When the starters for Alabama come out of the game, those five-star guys that Alabama has taking on the five-star guys that USC has on their ones, mm-hmm. when the five-star guys for Alabama come off the field, they're throwing more five-stars out there. USC is going to throw three stars out there. So that's going to be the difference Alabama wins going away late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just about to say the starters for USC are probably just as good as Alabama's, but Alabama's backups are just as good as most of their starters, too. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I was interested to see how Saban handles this with the quarterback situation. I think they have another true freshman that's going to play a good bit today, too, and Hurts. A little bit more dynamic type of player. It's going to be interesting seeing Lane Kiffin going against his old team in USC. That could be the difference in the game. Does he try to get revenge? Does he try to do too much instead of just maybe playing it safe in a certain situation? Does he try to go play action deep on his team just to kind of rub it in kind of thing? I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I don't know if Saban will allow him to do that, but it's going to be a fun one to watch. Early, like you said, I think fourth quarter, kind of like that Michigan State-Alabama game in the playoff. Similar.
In my opinion, the best game of this college football week is going to be number 11, Ole Miss, playing number 4, Florida State. Florida State going with their backup quarterback because their starter, McGuire, has been injured. Francois will get the snaps under center. Ole Miss has the best quarterback in the SEC, one of the best quarterbacks in the country. I'm taking Ole Miss to beat Florida State.
Yeah. Our listeners are not shocked, Jason. I'm the other way around. I like Florida State. Francois was actually still challenging McGuire for the starting job before the injury, but I like Florida State in this game. I think defensively they're going to bring a lot of pressure on Kelly, and he's not going to get him where he just throws the ball in the air like he did against Alabama and have it completed.
He's not Johnny Manziel.
Ole Miss doesn't have much of a running game. That would be my biggest concern. If I'm cheering for or rooting for Ole Miss. The backs that they did have back, one is suspended, and I think the other one may have gotten hurt, too.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445, or at watermarksprinting.com.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, I-95Toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
can't get enough of Brunswick High football? Then come out to Game Time Wings and Things on 341 across from Captain Joe's on Sunday nights at 6:30 for the BHS Coaches Show with Larry Harold, hosted by Mr. Brunswick High himself, Kip Branch. Get the skinny on pirate football straight from the captain of the ship himself, head coach Larry Harold. And then stream the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Pirates! That last segment ran us long, so it's not the end of the world, though. We're on a different clock over here than we were previously, so we've got a lot more leeway, and our segments are a little longer. Whoa, that's my fault. Sorry. I hit the board. Completely Jason Bishop.
It's all right. Wait, you saying you're wrong?
That's like twice. That's like twice in 2 weeks.
Jason's like the Fonz for anybody that doesn't know. He's like, I was... wrong.
Not a word that I use very often in my vocabulary, because I don't need to, because I'm never wrong. It's very so rarely happens. Important for Brunswick High to get this game today.
Mm-hmm.
Super important. They got to get this Cook County game. I'm just concerned that if they don't get this game and they drop to 0-2, what that's going to do for the psyche of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Having gone through everything they went through last year, the tough loss to Coffee County, I just feel like if they're going to be as good as we think they can be, they've got to get this game. By the way, 275-7017, the number to get your calls in, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. You can also listen to this show on demand, probably later on today, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Brunswick's got to get this game.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's kind of the hangover effect from last week. I don't, you know, or the week before, I guess, technically. You don't want them keeping that Coffee County loss in mind, especially if, say if they go up two scores and something bad happens, does Brunswick High, are they able to recover? Are they able to have the fortitude to overcome that, withstand it, and win the game? It's kind of what we talked about, and Coach Harold, when we've had him on, they've got to learn how to win. They kind of did that towards the end of last year, a little bit maybe, but they've got to learn how to win games and put teams away when they have the opportunity.
On the other side, the Glenn Academy, a team several weeks ago that everyone piled on when they lost to Benedictine, a much lower classification than the Red Terrors are. But the thing is Benedictine has 119 kids on their roster, which isn't typical of that classification. That's kind of lines up right where Glenn is.
Hand-selected 119.
Right, because Benedictine is a private institution where they can recruit.
Yep.
So a lot of folks down on Glenn Academy, and then they go to Waycross, and they take down Ware County in the Swamp, beat them at their own game, the third straight time they've beaten Ware County. Mm-hmm. And then last week, or this Thursday, they go down to Orlando, beat the third-ranked team in the state of Colorado, and do it handily, mm-hmm. by the way.
Pulling away.
And so now they're going to truck down to Camden County to take on the Wildcats, who haven't won a game to start the season as of yet. Granted, they didn't get a chance to play this past week because of Hurricane Hermine. I just think I see those two programs moving, trending in different directions. I see the Glenn program kind of ascending to where the Camden program once was,
mm-hmm.
and I see the Camden program taking some steps backwards, and I think Glenn Academy is going to get that football game, and if they do... It's not that Glenn Academy is sneaking up on anybody as of now, but man, I think it really, really puts an exclamation point on we are this good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll kind of close the book on Camden's dominance here in the last few years over Glenn Academy. Very good point of Glenn coming up and Camden coming down. So that, like I said, I think Glenn's really got to be considered the favorite going into this game, even though it is down in Camden. I like Glenn in this one, and to go into Glenn Academy West Ware County last week and getting the win there, it's going to be, it was a big step for them because you know Ware wanted to get that win for revenge for last year.
Yeah, beating them twice, especially the Final Four game, and then also beating Ware County
especially
at home.
The Final Four game.
Ware County, I mean, look, there are some venues across the state, Valdosta Lounge, Camden's one of them too.
Mm.
There are some venues, Ware County's one, that when you go into, you had better play almost a perfect game if you're going to win in certain places, mm-hmm. Ware County being one of them. Glenn Academy has now done it twice in a row. And the reason I say that is because sometimes
sometimes when you're beating a Ware County over there, there'll be a flag that comes out that you kind of scratch your head about and you don't really understand it. And that doesn't just happen at Ware County.
Right,
that happens at a bunch of different places. And so home cooking, you think it doesn't exist, brother, I've seen it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not ridiculous, but if there's a call that could go either way,
momentum swinging play,
yeah.
Type of penalty, you know.
Yeah. Frederica, big game against Valwood. That game may determine who gets home field advantage if they meet in the playoffs before they go to Macon.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a tough game for Frederica to get in Valdosta.
Super tough game. I know a couple of coaches over there at Valwood. They're going to be ready. And like I said, that's a program that is used to winning. Frederica needs to – kind of the Glenn and Camden situation where they want to get to that level. So let's hope Frederica can get the job done.
That's going to – our first show over here on 93.7. This has been The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Awesome show.
Yeah.
Again, thanks for these folks for bringing us over. We're very excited to be a part of the family over here, and we hope that you enjoy the show. And we got to go 3, 2, 1. We're out.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explorer with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Hurricane Hermine wreaking all sorts of havoc to Friday night lights in Glenn. Frederica has officially canceled its game against Southwest Georgia Academy. That is a non-region game, so it will not be made up. Meanwhile, the Pirates will not play Friday night in Adel against Cook County, but instead Saturday at noon. However, the Terrors did get their game in against Panoma in Orlando and took down the third-ranked team in Colorado 33-14. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.